So we have, again, Jesus here speaking with hyperbole. He talks about hating those people. He's using an extreme example to make the point. And his point is that we can prefer nothing to him. The love of God must be first in our life. So we ask ourselves, is that true for me? Do I prefer God above all things? Do I hate everything else? Because he says, unless we do this, we cannot be his disciple. There's a cost involved to this. Our culture is so convenient and comfortable and easy, and if we get stuck in a situation, it's so easy to change, to restart, to buy a new edition, that we really don't practice this self-denial and self-renunciation that Jesus says is required in order to be his disciple. He's speaking rather harshly. And he's doing so to kind of trim the fat around all of the expectation. The passage began that great crowds were traveling with him. So we might imagine in our very, you know, media savvy, very consumerist, materialistic culture that we want to promote everything. We want big numbers. We want to appear to be the best. So we want to make it easy and comfortable and convenient and fun. But Christ is going the opposite. As the crowds were gathering larger and larger, he was upping the ante to make sure that people were really in it for the right reason. We are able to edit our lives for lots of things. If someone in our house has a peanut allergy, the whole world knows, and we will do whatever we can to keep peanuts out of the house. If our son joins the lacrosse team, everyone now is a lacrosse fan, and our whole schedule's changed, so make sure he doesn't miss practice or miss his game. Because we prefer to make sure that everything is good for him and his practice. My favorite team is playing on TV at a certain time. I make sure all the chores are done and all the work is done so that that can have the priority that I want it to have in my life. So we have the ability to make edits in our life to make sure that things that are important are important to us. Christ is simply saying, just make me first. Make sure that you prefer nothing to me. So what do we need to edit out of our lives so that Christ is first? It's a challenging gospel. To be a disciple is a challenging way of life, but it's not impossible. But we have to be willing to pay the price. He says, unless you do these things, you cannot be my disciple. But if you do them, if you put God first, if you pick up your cross every day and follow after him, if you detach from all things of this world and surrender your life to him, then you can be his disciple and you will be with him in heaven forever. This is the promise that we were given. So we can hear these words harshly and kind of turn away from them because I don't believe that's how God is. Or we can hear them with an open heart and realize that this is what your heart is made for. And that we enter into this battle, the battle of our souls, so that we can be his disciple. We can live a life of virtue and grace. So let's ask for that grace to die to ourselves, to carry our cross, to renounce all things for the only thing that really matters, so that we can be his disciple.